Good morning.
Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ellen, Sarah, Alana and Neve with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, locals have criticised the Queensland Government's newly released concept images for the Olympic Stadium at Brisbane's Victoria Park. Members from Save the Victoria Park Advocacy Group have accused the government of greenwashing following the release of computerised imagery early last week. In response, the group have organised an upcoming protest and expect a strong turnout.
The LGBTI Legal Service has filed a new application with the Supreme Court on behalf of a young Queensland resident who has been denied appropriate care due to the recent ban on puberty blockers. Young Queenslanders seeking gender-affirming care in the state public service have been denied access to puberty blockers and hormone-based therapies, regardless of their individual doctor's recommendations, since the January 2025 ban. The order was declared unlawful on October 28, 2025, but was reinstated within hours using a different ministerial power. The new legal action, which is expected to be heard in the Supreme Court next month, is based on the fact that the young person has been forced to seek private care due to the ban, and therefore should not be considered a new patient. If the action is successful, it will pave the way for other young trans people who are in a similar situation.
In national news, inner-city communities across Sydney are rallying against the development of new fast food chains in their towns by voicing opinions on social media, submissions to council, and vandalism. Locals and members of health services oppose the development of new McDonald's and KFCs, raising concerns about public health. Research has shown that the proliferation of fast food outlets correlates with increased rates of diet-related illnesses. And emergency services have rescued several people from floodwaters in North Queensland as a result of ex-tropical cyclone Koji. The cyclone made landfall on Sunday morning between Eyre and Bowen, and heavy rain continues to batter north and central Queensland. Bomb forecaster Miriam Bradbury has warned about the increased risk of life-threatening flash flooding as rain exacerbates riverine flooding.
In international news, the death toll of protests in Iran has risen to over 500 as unrest grows even amid an internet blackout. According to the US-based rights group HRANA, the deaths of 490 protesters and 89 security personnel have been verified, along with more than 10,600 arrests in 2 weeks. The protests began on the 28th of December, initially in response to rising prices, but has since turned against the clerical leaders of the Iranian government. State TV claimed the deaths were victims of events caused by armed terrorists. Trump has been briefed on options over Iran, including military strikes, but the Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bakir Khalibaf warned of a miscalculation. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a very high chance of rain and potentially severe thunderstorms in the late afternoon and evening. It's currently 26 degrees and is at the expected maximum for today, but feels like 28. The fire danger is low to moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8.3, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am and we'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.